ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். விவேக சூடாமணி ஸ்லோகா 176. மனோ நாம மகாவியாக்ரஹ விஷயாரண்யபூமிஷு சரத்யத்ர ந கச்சந்து சாதவோ யே முமுக்ஷவஹ. சோ தி ஆச்சார்யா, ஹேவிங் எம்பசைஸ்ட் தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் விவேகா அண்ட் வைராக்யா, he gives a warning here, and the warning is about the mind, the attachment causing mind that is presented in this shloka as a tiger, vyagra, which can eat up or destroy a seeker. So he says, mano nama maha vyagraha charati. That is a very powerful tiger, charati, which wanders about in a forest. In a forest. And what is the forest? Vishaya aranya bhumishu. In the forest land of Vishayas. All the Vishayas. So it is wandering out, wandering about in the forest land of Vishayas, sense objects. And any sense object that can create attachment. And once a person is in the grip of attachment, the mind itself becomes a cause of my destruction. So, Vishaya Aranya Bhumishu Mano Nama Vyagraha Charati, moves about. Atra Na Gacchantu, don't go amidst the tempting sense objects, which can make the Mahavyagra, the powerful tiger, more ferocious, more destructive, more binding. Then it is out of control. And who should not go? Ye Mumukshavaha Sadavaha. Those seekers, mumukshavaha, who are noble people, sadavaha, people of values, people who are interested in liberation. Padram karne bishrunuyama devaha, padram pashyema akshabihi yajatraha. So, these are all people who have such kind of value systems and all. Such people don't go. So, be careful or be alert about where your sense organs move. It is like a self-censoring. I should control, I should monitor where my eyes go, where my, what my ears listen, what my tongue eats. So all those things I should monitor, because this is something which we have to make a conscious effort to check all the time. Actually, in Bhagavatam, in the Uddhava Gita portion of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna, he wants a person to be alert and to monitor 10 factors in life. Agamopapraja deshaha kalakarma cha janma cha dhyanam mantrota samskaraha dashaite guna hetavaha dashaite. All these 10 factors a person has to monitor. That is, what texts you read, agama, what drinks you drink, what kind of drinks you drink. Praja, the relationship between people, the kind of people whom you move about. Deshaha, the place where you do meditation and the place where you move around. Kala, the time. Karma, the various actions that you do. And various janma, the initiation, a person, you know, what kind of initiation a person has gone through. Dhyanam, what kind of things one think about. And mantra, what kind of mantra one does for upasana and for various practices, and samskaraha, all those rituals one follows, everything has to be monitored. Unless a person is closely on guard on all these factors, it is very difficult for them to lead a sattvic life. So Krishna wants there, and here Acharya again wants for a person to have an alert mind. Shloka 177. மன பிரசூதே விஷயான சேஷான் ஸ்தூலாத்மனா சூக்ஷ்மதயா ச போக்துஹு ஷரீர வர்ணாஶ்ரம ஜாதி பேதான் गुणाक्रिया हेतु फलानि नित्यम. Here the Acharya says one should be careful with the mind because it is alone responsible for the bhoktru-bhogya relationship, which is called samsara. We have already defined this earlier. Creation by itself, it does not cause any bondage. So many events take place in the world, they do not create samsara. We read in the newspapers, for example, recently we had a big earthquake in Nepal. We are empathetic. We may want to donate some money, but still, what we will do, we may say even, oh, what a tragedy, all those we say, but still carry on with our coffee or any other business. We are more worried about the condition of the coffee at that moment than what is happening in Nepal. Because Nepal is not our bhogya vishaya, but this small cup of coffee is at this moment. So the creation as it is Ishvara Drishti. It is not a bondage at all. But by forming a relationship, we make it a bhogya vishaya. So whatever is there in the Srishti, in creation, we make it a bhogya vishaya. We call it, that is the Jiva Srishti. Ishvara creates padarthas and Jiva creates bhogyam. Padartha is actually the meaning of a padam. Padam means padasya artha. This is an artha. This is an object of a word. Padam. What a beautiful way of describing an object. You know, it's the meaning of the word. And objects of words are only, you know, beauty but not bondage. Objects of words, they are not bondage by themselves. But what we do? Jayato vishayan pumsaha. So, first pass a judgment. Once you look at an object, oh, looks very nice. And after that, you want to have it. And you think, till such time you have it, you don't have peace of mind. And at one point, you think, without that, I cannot even live. So, form a relationship and get into trouble because of such attachment. So, that conversion is caused by the mind. So, a Jivan Mukta, a Jnani, is one for whom the whole world is only a Padartha. Not the world disappears for him, world still presents itself to him as it presents to us also. For a samsari also, it presents the same way. That's the same way to the jnani also. But the jnani, he treats the world only as a padartha. He divides the whole world into bhogya vishaya, an object of relationship or attachment, hatred, all are capable of disturbing my mind. That's what an ajnani does. So, some objects disturb my mind by going away. And some objects disturb my mind by coming. Swamiji, he says very jocularly, some people give happiness wherever they go. And some people give happiness whenever they go. Therefore, the mind creates samsara by creating bhogya vastus out of vishayas. There is another world also, vishaya. One is padartha, another word is vishayaha, which is also equally important word like padartha. Vishayaha also means bhogya vastu only, but still a better word in Vedanta. Vishayaha, this also I think I have mentioned in some other context. Vishayaha, that word is derived from the root V prefixed C. And the word V plus C is to bind. Fifth conjugation, visinoti badnati iti vishayaha. So, this computer, for example, is a padartha. As long as I don't develop raga or dvesha to that. So, the moment I develop raga dvesha, then it becomes a bhogya vastu. And then it becomes a vishayaha capable of binding me. And how does it bind me? If I have got attachment, when it goes away, it causes sorrow. When it fails, when it goes away, or when I lose it, it causes sorrow. If I, for example, if I have hatred to this computer, it never starts, always very slow, so much of virus in that and all, then whenever it is with me, it causes sorrow. So therefore, Shankaracharya says, mind alone is responsible for samsara. Now, manaha aseshan vishayan prasute. Mind alone creates prasute all bhogya vishayas. Creates in two forms, in sthulatmana, in the gross form, during the waking state, and sukshmataya, in subtle form during the dream state. So jagradavasthayam manaha sthulan vishayan prasute and swapnavasthayam manaha sukshman vishayan prasute. The difference is what? In swapna, in dream, the mind creates the objects totally, completely. Whereas in jagradavastha, mind does not create the object but converts the object into a bhogya vastu from a mere padartha. All these things the mind does. For whom? Bhoktuhu. For the bhokta, the experiencer, who is also the all the time looking for happiness. This person always wants to find happiness. Why should the mind convert the padartha into vishaya? Because the mind wants ananda. Padartha cannot give ananda by itself. When it is in the shop, it is a padartha. What is the use of keeping or seeing it in the shop? You go there, pay the money, struggle for it, and convert it to bhogya vastu. Then it gives joy. It gives happiness to me. For the sake of ananda, you convert padartha to a vishaya. And the tragedy is what? Instead of producing ananda, this vishaya, it gives only sorrow. Then what happens to the jnani? If he keeps the whole world into a padartha, then from where will the jnani get ananda? Because we all get ananda from the whole world. Where the jnani will get ananda from? He has got another source of ananda, jnanena. He has put infinite ananda in a fixed deposit account. That is called Atmanevam Atmana Tushtaha, as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. That is why when we withdraw money, what do you write? When we write money for, when I want to get money from my account in the bank, I write self. You write it self. He has got self with him. The jnani has got self with him. Not only the mind creates this, it creates further division also. While the whole thing is nothing but one Brahman, the mind is capable of dividing that non-dual Brahman into umpteen varieties. And what are those? Sharira, Varna, Ashrama, Jati Bedan. The word Bedan, Bedan means varieties. That should be added to each word here. Sharira Bedan. It sees varieties of bodies, superior bodies of devas, mediocre bodies of manushyas, inferior bodies of animals and plants. It sees all of them. And Varna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, the mind sees all of them. That means the ignorant mind sees. We have to understand that. Not the jnani mind, the ignorant mind. Whereas the wise mind, what does that see? Vidya Vinaya Sampanne, Brahmanega Vihastini, Shunicha Ivaswapa Kecha, Panditaha Samadarshinaha. So the wise mind sees one Brahman. Whereas the ignorant mind sees Varna Beda, all kinds of differences. Then Ashrama Bedan, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, all those Ashrama differences also this ignorant mind sees. Then Jati, Jati means groups or races, we can call it, racial discrimination. Any groupism is called Jati. It need not be the caste system only. Actually, the word Varna is used for Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Therefore, Jati should not be taken again to mean the same thing. So, any groupism, we can take it as Jati. Maybe male and female or various races, Hispanic, Asian, American, American, all that. So, all these Jatis. And Manaha Prasute, we have to add this everywhere. Mind creates. Not only that, Guna Kriya Hetu Palani. The mind sees varieties of gunas, whereas Brahman is nirgunam. Upon the nirgunam Brahman, the mind causes varieties of gunas. We can take it as sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, or even the gunas in the form of noble, compassionate, all those virtues, good virtue, bad virtue, daivi sampath, asuri sampath. Then kriya, kriya is varieties of activities. It projects character differences, activity difference. And Hetu, it sees the whole universe as Hetu Palatmakam, cause-effect. Hetu is cause, Palatmakam, effect. Cause-effect series, the whole world. Whereas the Shastra, what does it say? There is nothing called cause-effect series at all. There is only one Brahman, which is neither cause nor effect. Anyatra Dharmat, Anyatra Adharmat, Anyatra Asmat, Krita Akritat, Katopanishad. It says neither kritam, krita akritat, kritam akritam. And again the Upanishad says, na jayate, mriyate va vipaschit, nayam kutaschit, na babuva kaschit. Again Katopanishad. And in Mandukya Karika, I don't know whether I said this earlier, Gaudapada, he says, the cause effect series, that is samsara. Yavat hetu palaveshaha, palaveshaha, tavat hetu palavudbavaha. Kshine hetu palaveshe samsaram na pratipadyate. Because as long as a person is caught up in the hetu pala series grip or the cause effect grip, you will say, because of the past karma, I am experiencing all this. Past is the hetu then. Present is the palam, the effect. Because of that, I have to do this prayaschitta, that prayaschitta. Because I have done this papa, that papa. Because of that, I am suffering this. So I have to do some prayaschitta for that. So you go to the temple and you, this temple, that temple, go to the astrologer. Because I am anxious to do what? To modify my future. Because I am suffering today. I don't want to suffer tomorrow. So I want to modify my future. So if you see, most of our time, we are worried about either our present modified by the past. All astrologers are in top business everywhere, especially these days, so that I can modify the future. So I am in the grip of cause effect or kala. Or to put it in another language, I am in the grip of past, present and future kala. And moksha is going beyond kala. Moksha is beyond, going beyond desha and kala, space and time. Gaudapada, he uses the word aveshaha in the karika. It has become a rat. All the time thinking about what is next, what is next, what is next. Mind is very anxious and restless. And who does all this? The mind. In which avastas? In the jagradavastha and in the swapnavastha. Whereas when you come to the deep sleep state, there is no such problem at all. The solution is not then eternal sleep. I cannot be sleeping forever because I have no problem. But we have to instead educate the mind. I will not be a slave of past, present and future. I am aware of past, present and future, but I am not a slave to them. I intelligently act, keeping them in mind, but I am not enslaved by them. So if we get to the whirlpool of activities, it is extremely difficult to get out. So hetu palani manaha prasute. The manaha means the ignorant mind. The ignorant mind creates all of them, the cause effect series. Shloka 178.
Asanga chitrubamamam amum vimohya dehendriya prana gunair nibhadya. Aham mameti brahmayatya jasram manasvakrityeshu palopabuktishu.
So in the previous shloka, shloka 177, the acharya said that the mind alone whips up this jiva into various activities. 24 hours, one can be whipped up into activity. Will this activity end any day at all for anyone? Would you have reached Purnatvam by working 24/7 all through life? If somebody wants to gain Purnatvam, moksha, liberation, can we work 24/7 if the entire life? And because of this, I am not able to enjoy my ever peaceful Asanga Swarupam. That is my nature, which is Purnaha. It was Purnaha, which will ever be Purnaha. That Asanga Swarupam. Nityaha, Shuddaha, Muktaha, Purnaha, Asangaha, which was, which is, and which will be. That is my nature. That is eternally lost sight of. I miss it completely. And who is the culprit for this? The mind is. And what mind? The mind that is obsessed with the Hetu Pala series, as we mentioned in the previous loka. So how long will you then blame the world? You cannot be blaming the world forever, the spouse or the neighbor or anybody. We have to stop that. But start blaming one's own ignorant mind. Instead of blaming the world, instead of blaming all relations, blame only the ignorant mind. The more one blames the ignorant mind, the more one will work for self-knowledge. That is called change of direction. If not, all the activities only will increase, but not inquiry. Activities will go on increasing. Enquiry will never. Conversion from activity to inquiry, inquiry to the self, is the proper direction of life. We don't say to stop activity. Vedantin never says you stop the activity. But there must be equal or more importance given to quality time for owning up our own tranquil nature. Our own nature. And after owning that up, the same activity will become entertainment. It won't be a chore anymore. It will be entertainment to me. That requires only a simple knowledge. What is that knowledge? That knowledge also is freely available to us. And what is that knowledge? Asanga Atma Aham Asmi. I am that Atma. But the mind does not allow this to come at all. That is what that is why mind is the culprit. It doesn't allow this to happen. If you take the fourth line, Manaha Amum Vimohya. Second line, we have to say Amum Manaha fourth line and Amum Vimohya second line. So the mind deludes, Vimohya, deludes, confuses this Jiva. Amum here means Jiva. So the mind deludes the Jiva, and what type of Jiva he is? Asanga Chidrupam, who is really speaking ever tranquil. That person is ever tranquil. So Adi Buddhaha, Adi Shantaha, Gaudapada says again in the Karika, he uses this word. One, our nature is Shantihi. So this Adi Shantaha. And so this Jiva, who is ever Asanga, unrelated to the ups and downs of life. He never attaches any attachment to any of the ups and downs in life. They can never affect my Purnatvam at all. Nakarmana Vardate no Kaniya. Any amount of yearning is not going to increase my original status. Nor any amount of loss will decrease my status either. That infinite status is my Swarupa. That is called Asanga Swarupa. And Chidrupam. Chidrupam means Chaitanya Swarupam. And such a wonderful Jiva I am. What happened to me? I am deluded. By whom? By the mind. Not only I have disowned, disclaimed my original nature, in its place, what have I settled for? The perishable, the graying, the growing old, decaying physical body. So in place of Atma, I have settled for this. So Shankaracharya, he says, I am not even an intelligent businessman. Instead of asking for the Nitya Atma, I have settled for this Anitya Shariram body. And therefore, Deha Indriya Prana Gunaihi Nibhadya. The mind ties down the Jiva to Deha. Deha means the forms of attachment with the body. And Indriya ties down to the sense organs. Then prana, which is ever unsteady. Nalini gata jalam ati taralam tadva jivitam atishaya chapalam. Upon water there is a leaf, for example. On the leaf there is a beautiful drop of water. Very attractive, very shining, like a pearl. But the leaf, what does it do? It is moving in the wind. Now, do we know how long the water drop will last? Anytime the leaf can be tilted, it will be gone. Tatvate atishaya chapalam pranaha. So I am hooked to the ever-changing prana. And gunaihi, the properties of deha, indriya and prana, they are generally, we can take sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, gunaihi, we can take that way also. So I am connected to all these anatmas. By coming away from, separating myself from Atma. And once I have come to this level, Aham Mama Iti Ajasram Brahmayati. This mind makes the Jiva run about, wander all over, or knocking about all over the world. Brahmanam also means that. What? Knocking out, wandering all over the world. With what? With Aham and Mama. With Ahankara and Mamakara. I and mine. I keep on spreading the samsara branches now. I have spouse, I have children, I have office, I have my factory. I even create new branches. With this notion of I and mine, ajasram brahmayati. It makes me knock about constantly. Ajasram. Ajasram means constantly. And in which field does a person wander? Swakriyeshu. Swakritiyeshu means in those respective activities of created by me. ఎనీ అహంకార ఆర్ మమకార దట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ ది కరస్పాండింగ్ డ్యూటీస్. ఇఫ్ ఐ స్టార్ట్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఎ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యాక్టరీ సమ్వేర్ అండ్ సేస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మై ఫ్యాక్టరీ బ్రాంచ్, వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? కరస్పాండింగ్ డ్యూటీస్ కమ్ ఆటోమేటికలీ. సో స్వక్రియేషు ఇన్ రెస్పెక్టివ్ డ్యూటీస్ అండ్ ఫల ఉపభుక్తిషు అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ది కాన్సిక్వెన్సెస్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ దిస్ జన్మ ఆర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ద 14 వరల్డ్స్. ఐ క్యాన్ టేక్ అనదర్ జన్మ ఇన్ సమ్ అదర్ వరల్డ్, దర్ ఆర్ 14 వరల్డ్స్ స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ అతళ వితళ సుతళ రసాతళ మహాతళ తళాతళ పాతాళ అండ్ భూహు భువహ సువహ మహహ జనహ తపహ సత్యాది లోకాస్ ఆల్ దోస్ 14 వరల్డ్స్ ఏ పర్సన్ కెన్ బి బాండ్ ఎనీవేర్. ఆఫ్టర్ ఎగ్జాస్టింగ్ దిస్ ప్రారంభ he will disappear from this world and take the next janma in any of them. And all these things who does? Manaha karoti, the mind does. So take care of your mind, be alert all the time. Shloka 179. Adhyasa yogat purushasya samsrutihi adhyasa bandhatva munaiva kalpitaha rajastamo doshavato vike vivekinaha జన్మాది దుఃఖస్య నిదానమేతత్ అవివేకన హైటిస్. సో ఆల్మోస్ట్ ద సేమ్ ఐడియా యాస్ ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక. సో జస్ట్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ అ స్లైట్లీ డిఫరెంట్ మేనర్ బై ది ఆచార్య. ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక శంకరాచార్య హీ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఓన్లీ వాండరింగ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ హీ సేస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ వాండరింగ్ ఇస్ కాస్డ్ బై ద మైండ్ బట్ ఈవెన్ పునరపి జననం పునరపి మరణం దాట్ సైకిల్ ఆల్సో ఈస్ కాస్డ్ బై ద సేమ్ మైండ్ అలో నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ వన్ లైఫ్ బట్ లైఫ్ టు లైఫ్ ఆల్సో జంపింగ్ లైక్ ఎ ఫ్రాగ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో డ్యూ టు మైండ్. సంసార కెన్ బి డిఫైన్డ్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ వేస్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ అధ్యాస యోగా పురుషస్య సంస్కృతి. సంస్కృతి మీన్స్ సంసార, సంసార. సో సంసార వీ కెన్ డిఫైన్ సంసార ఇన్ సో మెనీ వేస్. దేహ అభిమాన ఈ సంసార and because of that kartrutvam doership is samsara and because of doership karma that is samsara and because of karma phala, because of karma you get karma phala. So punya papa mishram, all those mixture of punya and papa, they are also samsara. So because of punya papa mishram what happens? Sukha dukha, all those anubhavas come. Sukham dukham everything comes. If you do punya you get sukham, do papa you get dukham. So they are also samsara. So this samsara is purushasya. Purushasya means the jivasya. For a living being, especially a human being, even though it refers to all living beings, especially for a human being, because for living beings, other than humans, suffering is only at the gross level. There is only gross suffering. A cow, if you take, for example, it has got only biological samsara. When someone beats, it will pain. That's true. But it does not have the problem of jealousy. Hatred. Swami Dayananda says beautifully, if for example you take a dog show, somebody takes a dog to a dog show and the first prize this dog has got. So it is made now to stand on the victory stand. Then next to that is number two and next to that is number three. So all these dogs are all standing there. And when they announce the results and when they go to the victory stand, who is proud of the first rank? Not the dog definitely, but the guy who spent the whole life training that dog, standing next to it. He is standing next to it and he is the guy who is proud, not the dog. The dog doesn't know what pride is. He has trained the dog very well, but what he has not done, he has not trained himself in this line of thinking. So animals do not have the subtle problem of self-identification. It has got only an instinctive bodily identification. The subtle problem caused by the self-consciousness, as Swamiji says, he calls it this deliberate process. For animals, self-consciousness is instinctive. So they suffer the gross samsara only. Whereas humans, they suffer very, very subtle samsara. So purushasya. Purushasya means all jivas in general and humans in particular, they suffer from samsara because of what? Adhyasa yogat. Because of abhimana, body abhimana. Animals having instinctive abhimana, humans having instinctive abhimana plus deliberate abhimana also. So this is called adhyasaha.
So adhyasa dosha, this adhyasa or abhimana, that is considered a dosha. In Vedanta, abhimana is considered a dosha. Whereas if you take in worldly life, abhimana is considered great. Pride, for example, you know, be proud of your family, proud of your children, proud of your country. In the relative field, abhimana is good. Abhimana in this context, in that context. Whereas in philosophical context, abhimana is an asura guna. Dambo darbo abhimanascha krodha parushyamevacha. In Bhagavad Gita we saw that. So it is a dosha. Because of that dosha, there is samsara. Then the question will come, if deha abhimana is the culprit, why blame the mind then? Because deha abhimana is a culprit. Shankaracharya says, unfortunately, the deha abhimana is created by the mind only. So he says, adhyasa bandaha tu amuna eva kalpitaha. Amuna here is a pronoun. It means by this. Since we are dealing with manomaya kosha, this means the mind only. Amuna, this, that means by this mind only. Therefore, amuna manasa eva, by this mind alone, kalpitaha, is created. What? Adhyasa bandaha, the knot of adhyasa, the dehabhimana, the body identification. So, the direct problem is adhyasa, the ultimate problem is the mind only. And how do we know the mind is generating adhyasa? What is the proof that we have got for that? The proof is very, very simple. In Jagratavastha and in Swapnavastha, in the waking state and the dream state, when the mind is active and functioning, there is deha bhimana, there is ahankara, there is mamakara, all those things are there in these two states. But when you go to the deep sleep state, the mind is fully resolved. I never say I am male or female. I don't say I am Brahmana or Kshatriya in deep sleep. Therefore, ahankara, mahamakara, they all come when the mind is active only. And both of them are resolved when the mind is resolved, as in deep sleep. And what is this logic called? We have seen this earlier. Anvaya Vetireka logic. So, manasaha sattve adhyasa sattvam. Manasaha abhave adhyasa abhavaha. Tasmate manaha eva adhyasasya karanam. We have seen this earlier. So that is what he says. Amuna eva adhyasa bandaha kalpitaha. And so if you take the fourth line, etat eva nidhanam. The mind alone is responsible. Nidhanam means karanam, cause. The mind alone is the cause of what? Janmadi dukkasya. Of all problems like janma, marana, all that thing. So, all the vikaras, the modifications, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati, the body is born, the body grows, body changes, body decays, body dies, all those things are all for the body. So, at least after vinasha, let us say, after vinasha, after death, will this problem be over? The samsara problem will be over? No. Punaha api jayate, vardate, continue. So the next life also the person is born, again goes through the same cycle. Even with death, the samsara problem doesn't go away. So janmadi dukkasya. In short, samsarasya etad eva nidhanam. Okay. When Shankaracharya, when he criticizes the mind so strongly, then one may begin to hate the mind. So he says, mind is not a problem for all people. Because the wise people also, they enjoy the mind. In fact, they enjoy their mind much more. Why? Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankaraha samadukha sukha kshami santushta satatam yogi yatatma dhrida nischayaha. They enjoy compassion. They enjoy love. They enjoy friendship. They enjoy consideration, bhakti. They have no dvesha towards anyone. Sarva bhutana, maitra karuna. All those things they have. All these are all what? They are all in the atma or in the mind. All these beautiful virtues are in the mind only. Therefore, don't blindly blame the mind. So Shankaracharya says, mind is a problem only for certain people. And who are those people? Avivekinaha.
For an unintelligent person who does not know how to use the tool, for example, if you take atomic energy, it is a wonderful gift from the Lord. Because of that, we get a lot of power, this, that, all. So many things are available. But the very same atomic energy is responsible for Hiroshima and Nagasaki also. So, avivekinaha purushasya manaha nidhanam dukkasya. Okay. Then who is an aviveki? Who is unintelligent? There is a technical definition given here. Rajas tamo tamo doshavataha. This is adjective to avivekinaha. So, shakti vibhakti again. We have to supply purushasya. Therefore, rajas tamo doshavataha avivekinaha purushasya. All these words are all in the sixth case. So, who is the unintelligent person? That person in whom the rajo doshaha and tamo doshaha, they are predominant. And what is a rajo dosha then? Extrovertedness. No time to think at all the time work, work, work. We'll do all other things except thinking. You know, not lot of times they say, you are not paid to think. You are paid to only do what I say. No time to think for you at all. So, all the gadgets, if you really think, the new gadgets that are all discovered, they are all really what they do. They avoid thinking. Those days, my father used to say, electricity came and made me blind. And buses and all, they came and made me lame. They are all useful, all right. But if you really go to a supermarket, the cash register clerk, if you take, will be utterly helpless if the register does not work to calculate the balance. You bought something for $15 and gave a $20 bill. She doesn't know to give $5 back. She has to go to the computer to get it for you. Or sometimes the joke is somebody gave, you know, it was some $18.20. So somebody gave $20.20. She's telling you are giving way too much. And then the guy said, you look at the register. And then, oh, that's good. So I will give you $2 back. They cannot think quickly because mind is, it's trained not to think these days. So by chance, if there are some programs in the TV, for example, requiring thinking, we generally don't watch those also. The other programs will take away even the little thinking a person has. All these are all what? Rajo Guna Mahima. In fact, most scientific inventions, they improve Rajo Guna only perhaps. So, educative programs are very rare. And even if they are there, the glory of Maya is what? We don't get tempted to watch those. And Tamo Dosha, what it does do? It makes the mind sleepy. Either the person is extrovert, rajoguna, rajodoshaha, or tamodoshaha, he is sleepy. Thinking is unknown to him. For such a non-thinking mechanical person, the mind becomes the total cause of samsara. Shloka 180. Ata prahur mano vidyam panditas tattva darshinaha yeneva brahmyate vishvam Vahyuneva Brahmandalam. So here Shankaracharya, he gives an incidental information also that in the case of this aviveki, this unintelligent person in whom sattva guna is suppressed and tamo guna, that one rules, that one is predominant, where in avidya is dominant, unintelligent person, avidya, ignorance is dominant. Shankaracharya says, such a mind itself can be called avidya. Not normally we call ignorance as avidya, but here the mind itself is called avidya. Even though mind is strictly not avidya. When the mind is saturated with ignorance, we can call it ignorance itself. That is how it is used here. Like what? When, for example, when you have food and the food is mixed with some poison, we say the food itself is poison. Similarly, ajnana sahitam manaha eva ajnanam ityuchyate. Therefore, he says ataha. Ataha, therefore, since the mind is saturated with avidya and creates all the problems that avidya creates, ignorance creates, therefore, panditaha tattva darshinaha prahuhu. All the wise people, panditaha, they declare the following. Panditaha tattva darshinaha. Both means voice only, and there is a difference actually. Panditaha means Shrotriyaha. Swamiji makes this subtle difference. Shrotriyaha and Tattva Darshinaha means Brahmanishtaha. So, Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha And what is the difference? We have seen this topic also before. Shrotriyaha means what? They are scriptural scholars. They have learned the Shruti, the Vedas, the scriptures through a guru. And Brahmanishtaha, those people who have become one with the scriptural learning teaching. They are not doing lip service at all. It is not a verbal statement. Whatever they quote from scriptures, they have become themselves. So, ananya prokte gadiratra nasti. That is what they speak and what they are one and the same. They talk about Brahman and they are Brahman. That's why Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnuhu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guruhu Sakshat Parambrahma. Parambrahma himself. Therefore, Shrotriya Brahmanishtaha, they declare, what do they declare? Manaha avidyam prahuhu. They say for all practical purposes, prahuhu means they say, for they declare for all practical purposes, the mind itself can be taken as ignorance. It is saturated with ignorance, that mind. And yena eva vishvam brahmyate. Because of this ignorant mind alone, ignorant saturated mind alone, vishvam brahmyate. The whole world, vishvam, is knocking about, is wandering in samsara. Brahmyate means wandering, not knowing where to go. Imagine someone in the Sahara desert, for example, so vast, which way to go? And the temperature is also 70, 80 degrees centigrade, not Fahrenheit. Like that, the whole world is like a desert. They are taptaha, burnt. Burnt by what? Adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidevika, tapaihi. By all of them, they are all burnt. And who is wandering? Shankaraha says, the Vishwam, the entire world is in the grip of such ignorance. They think whatever they do is great. They even declare that so much. Oh, I have done this, I have done that. They also look down upon wise people like Shankaracharya and all. They think many such wise people are all, they are all off. Something is wrong in their head. Some screw is loose or whatever. Many people may think of, you know, you and me also like that, they may think of, because since we are trying to attend Vedanta classes, they may say these guys have nothing to do. So they are, something is wrong with them. They may even think like that. The whole world criticizes such wise people, because when black sheep becomes majority, white sheep becomes black sheep. Therefore, these people also cannot talk anything. So what he said, Jadaval Loka Acharet. Don't talk about Vedanta to those people. You also walk like all others. Be a Roman when you are in Rome. If you want to be different, then go to the forest. You cannot go anywhere. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, elsewhere, the whole world is a mental hospital. Similar thing, he says here, Vishwam. Vishwam means the world. World means the Sarve Janaha, all the people of the world. Yena. Yena, again, Manasa. Because of the ignorant mind alone, the whole world wanders in samsara. Like what? He is giving an example here. Abhra mandalam iva. Like the clouds. Abhra means the cloud. Mandalam, the group of clouds. So they keep on moving. The clouds, they keep on moving all the time. So when they are keeping on moving, does the cloud enjoy moving about? No. It does not happily move. Why? It does not have the freedom to decide where to go. Who decides it? The Vayu, the wind decides. Therefore, pushed by Vayu, the cloud goes in this direction or that direction. Similarly, if like a Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, if a person moves about, then it will be then what? Nandati, Nandati, Nandatyeva. It will be happily one can move if he is a Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya. But we are talking about pushed by the ignorant mind, those people. Therefore, just as the clouds, they move about pushed by wind. Similarly, all the human beings, all the ignorant human beings, they wander about pushed by the ignorant mind. What a comparison. Then what is the remedy? The prescription is to be given by the Acharya. He gives it in the next shloka. We will read. Shloka 181. Tanmanashodhanam karyam prayatnena mumukshunam
విశుద్ధే సతి చైతస్మిన్ ముక్తి కరపలాయతే. సో వాట్ షుడ్ బి ద రెమెడి హియర్? ఆల్ వి షుడ్ బి కేర్ఫుల్, బికాస్ టిల్ నౌ వి సెడ్ ద మైండ్ ఇస్ ది కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, బికాస్ దట్స్ వాట్ వి సెడ్. సో నాచురలీ వాట్ వి విల్ థింక్, రిమూవ్ ద మైండ్. మనోనాశ, యాక్చువల్లీ వీ హ్యావ్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో. వెన్ ది ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హెడ్ ఏక్ కమ్స్, వీ డోంట్ కట్ ఆఫ్ ద హెడ్, వీ రిమూవ్ ద ఏక్, రైట్? సో యాక్చువల్లీ స్వామీజీ హీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ సేస్ ది హెడ్ ఏక్ క్యాన్ బి టేకన్ యాజ్ యూ నో ఫర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ సాంస్క్రిట్ స్టూడెంట్స్, ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి టేకన్ యాజ్ ద్వంద్వ సమాస ఆర్ తత్పురుష సమాస. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ ద్వంద్వ సమాస దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హెడ్ చ ఏక్ చ. సో రిమూవ్ ద హెడ్ అండ్ ద ఏక్. బట్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ తత్పురుష సమాస హెడ్ అస్య ఏక్, సో రిమూవ్ ది ఏక్ ఆఫ్ ద హెడ్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ రిక్వైర్డ్ ఈస్ నాట్ రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్. అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్, ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ దర్ ఆర్ వర్డ్స్ లైక్ మనోనాశ, ఉన్మని అవస్థ, ఇన్ ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఉన్మన్యవస్థయా త్వాం విగత కలిమలం శంకరం న స్మరామీం క్షంతవ్యో మే పరాధః శివ 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 భో శ్రీ మహాదేవ శంభోః శివాపరాధ క్షమాపణ స్తోత్రం. ఆచార్య హింసర్ సే సో ఉన్మనీ అవస్థ మాండుక్యకారిక ఆల్సో అమనీభావః అమనీభావః దీస్ వర్డ్స్ దే లీడ్ టు ఎ మిస్కన్సెప్షన్ ఆల్సో. దట్ శంకరాచార్య ఇస్ నాట్ రిమూవింగ్ ద మైండ్ ఆర్ డిస్ట్రాయింగ్ ద మైండ్. యువర్ జాబ్ ఇస్ నాట్ రిమూవింగ్ ద మైండ్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఆల్సో అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ వర్ది ఆల్సో. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి డన్ దెన్? ది అన్హెల్దీ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి రిమూవ్డ్. హౌ టు డూ దాట్? బై మేకింగ్ ద మైండ్ హెల్తీ. ప్యూరిఫై ద మైండ్, నాట్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ద మైండ్. ఎన్లైటన్ ద మైండ్, టీచ్ ద మైండ్, ట్రైన్ ద మైండ్, డైరెక్ట్ ద మైండ్, ఓరియంట్ ద మైండ్, బట్ డోంట్ స్టాప్ ద థాట్స్. డూ నాట్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ థాట్స్. చేంజ్ ద క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ థాట్స్. ఇన్ వేదాంత థాట్ రిమూవల్ ఈస్ నాట్ అట్ ఆల్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్, నాట్ అట్ ఆల్ రిలెవెంట్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఆల్ రిక్వైర్డ్ ఆల్సో. వేదాంత టీచర్స్ హౌ టు థింక్. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ వేదాంతిక్ మెడిటేషన్ వి డూ నాట్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ థాట్ రిమూవల్. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అ థాట్ లెస్ స్టేట్. వీ ఓన్లీ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ మనోబుద్ధి అహంకార చిత్తాని నాహం, విచ్ ఇస్ అ థాట్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద మైండ్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద బుద్ధి, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ అహంకార, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ చిత్త. సో దట్ ఇస్ అ థాట్. న శ్రోత్ర జిహ్వే న చ ఘ్రాణ నేత్రే, బట్ హూ ఐ యామ్? చిదానంద రూప శివోహం శివోహం. ఇట్ ఈస్ ది అఖండాకార వృత్తి. దర్ఫోర్ ప్యూరిఫై ద మైండ్, రిఫైన్ ద మైండ్. దెన్ సచ్ అ హెల్దీ మైండ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ విల్ నాట్ లీడ్ టు బాండేజ్, ఇట్ విల్ లీడ్ టు ముక్తి ఆల్సో, లిబరేషన్ ఆల్సో. నౌ ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ అట్ ద శ్లోక, మనః శోధనం కార్యం తత్. That can be taken in two ways also, either as an adjective, tat manaha, therefore one should purify the mind, or a better interpretation as Swamiji says is, tat can be taken as an indeclinable word, tasmat, therefore tasmat manaha shodhanam karyam. Therefore means wherefore, since the purified mind alone is the cause of liberation, therefore tasmat. మనః శోధనం కార్యం. శంకరాచార్య డస్ నాట్ సే హౌ టు ప్యూరిఫై ద మైండ్. వాట్ ఇస్ ఆన్సర్? హీ హాస్ ఆన్సర్డ్ ఇట్ ఎల్స్వేర్ ఇన్ వివేక చూడామణి ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్ ది 11th శ్లోక ఆఫ్ వివేక చూడామణి, హీ సెడ్ చిత్తస్య శుద్ధయే కర్మ నతు వస్తూపలభ్యతే. ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ వివేక చూడామణి హీ హాస్ ఇండికేటెడ్ ది ఎంటైర్ కర్మకాండ, ది ఎంటైర్ రిలీజియస్ లైఫ్, ఆల్ ద రిలీజియస్ సాధనాస్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫర్ వాట్? They are all for purification. Chittasya shuddhaye karma. And in our tradition, we have converted all our life's activities into religious sadhana only. Right from brushing the teeth in the morning, they made a method of purification. So they used to take the twig from a tree. And when the twig is plugged, they recite a prayer. I am plugging it from this tree. There is a prayer. And then regular bathing, there is a prayer that one takes bath. And because not only I want to purify the body through bathing, I want to purify my mind also. Then eating also is converted into a religious sadhana, prayer then. In fact, right from getting up and retiring unto going to bed, it is all a religious sadhana. That is why people write that Hindu religion is a way of life. It is not a philosophy, which is a view. Philosophy is a view of life, whereas the religion is a way of life. As someone said, if one lives such a way of life, the mind will get purified. So, karma yogena upasanena cham varnashrama dharma anushtanena manaha shodhanam. Purification, manaha shodhanam means purification of the mind. Karyam has to be accomplished. So, by whom? Mumukshuna. Mumukshuna means if you are interested in moksha, for those people who want to gain moksha, liberation. If you are not interested in moksha and you only is happy with what a person is there, I have got one life, I am so happy, let me enjoy whatever I can in this life, fine. The Veda says, wish you all the best. Veda does not impose anything on anybody. So, mumukshuna manaha shodhanam karyam. And is it an easy job? Shankaracharya says, no. Prayatnena, it requires a lot of effort. Actually, Krishna gives a list of unhealthy ways of thinking and a list of healthy ways of responses to situations. Abhayam sattvasam shuddhihi jnana yoga vyavastitihi. He gives a list. And also, dambo darpo vimanascha krodaha parushyamevacha. So, we have to keep the list and regularly watch that I stay close to Daivi Sampath or Asuri Sampath. Requires eternal alertness. Everything that we do, everything we think about, one has to monitor. One has to be alert. Unfortunate thing is what? People think religious life is what? Morning 10 minutes puja or 5 minutes or whatever prayer and that's it. Then we can do anything, whatever we want to do. That is the end of religion. That's what a lot of people think. No, our religion involves alert living every moment. Therefore, prayatnena. It should not become a pressure. It should become spontaneous. That's what we mean. It should not become a pressure. Therefore, prayatnena. And it is worth the effort because yetasmin vishuddhe sati cha. Once the mind has become daivi sampannaha, daivi sampanna antakarana. Once it becomes daivi sampanna antakarana, daivi sampat. Sattva pradana or guna brahmana or sadhana chatushtaya sampanna antakarana. If it becomes like that, then what is the advantage? Mukti hi kara palayate. Mukti, liberation, that will be like a fruit in your hand. How much time does it take to eat the fruit in hand? Just the time to keep it in the mouth and chew. A fruit in the shop or in the field is far away, but the one on the hand is readily available. Similarly, if the mind is pure, moksha is at hand. It's not far away. So, kara palam. Fruit in the hand. Karapalayate means karapalam iva bhavati. It is an idiom actually, which means it is easily available. Krishna tells in the Gita, Raja vidya raja guhyam pavitramidam uttamam pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam. So, kartum abhyayam. So, it is very easy. And elsewhere in the Kathopanishad also the opposite is said. Here, Krishna says very easy. Kathopanishad says, shurasya dhara anhita dura Duratyaya, Durgam Patastat Kavayovadanti. Attaining moksha is very difficult. That's what Kathopanishad says. Naturally, then the question will be what? Gitacharya, he says it's easy. And Kathopanishad says it's very difficult. How come in one place it is easy and the other place it is, then it is contradiction. Very difficult. That is where we need Shraddha. This is an incident point. Otherwise, one will throw the entire scriptures and go, it's all contradictory. But if Shraddha is there, Shraddha means the faith in the scriptures is there. We can find the answer very easily. And what is the answer? For the qualified mind, it is easy. What Krishna talks about is for a qualified mind. For the unprepared mind, it is most difficult. That is what Yamadharma Raja says in Kathopanishad. So, for the qualified mind, it is easy. For the unprepared mind, it is difficult. So, sattva pradhana antakaranasya su sukham kartum avyayam. Rajastama pradana antakarnasya kshutrasya dhara. That is how we should understand. And therefore, make your mind a sattvic mind, a noble mind. Shloka 182. Mokshai kasaktya vishayeshu ragam nirmulya sanyasya cha sarvakarma sachraddaya yashravanadi nishtaha
rajasvabhavam sadhunoti buddhehe.
What should one do? That is beautifully presented in this shloka. It's a very beautiful and a complete shloka.
What am I to do now? I am in this stage.
He says, moksha eka satya. First make moksha as the top priority of life. Eka sakti. Eka sakti means the only objective of attachment. Don't get attached to anything else. Get attached to moksha. May you change the object of attachment. Attachment we already have. It is not new to us. We all have attachment. We need not have to produce attachment. But what all we have to do? Only shift the object of attachment from the world to God. From world to Brahman. From Anatma to Atma. From Prayas to Shreyas. As Katha Upanishad said again. So, Saktihi means the object of attachment. Eka Saktihi, only object of attachment. So that, for example, if I have to choose one thing in life, then I should choose moksha only. Not after a lot of cajoling and coercing and all that thing. No, it should be spontaneous. Somebody asks when you are sleeping, what do you want? Moksha, that's it. As Nachiketas did, in spite of all temptations by Yamadharma Raja, Nachiketas said what? Na anyam varam Nachiketa vrinite. This is clear priority. In Sanskrit, it is called Tivra Mumukshutvam, Tivra Icha. So, Moksha Eva Saktihi, let Moksha become the primary goal. Because Ishvara alone is Shashvatam. It's the only eternal, permanent. All others are subject to arrival and departure. So, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, Dukkha, Dosha, Anudarshanam. So, by proper thinking, develop your goal. Then what is next? Vishayeshu ragam nirmulya. Even after keeping moksha as the goal, the mind will continue to cling on to the objects of the world. Because of what? Because of vasana. For example, if you keep an onion in a box and remove it, even after removing it, for several days, the smell will still continue. As Krishna said, rasa varjam rasopyasya. That vasana, Krishna calls it rasaha. Habitual attachment to things and beings. Even though intellectually I am detached, emotionally I am still attached. That is very difficult to get out. So one has to put special efforts. So vishayeshu ragam nirmulya. One should totally uproot, nirmulya, uproot the attachment to every vishayas, every things, objects, situations, all of them. Then what about my concern to my family? People might ask that question. If I have to uproot the attachment to every vishaya, what about my concern to my family? Shastra says, do your duty. Do it as a duty, but remove the concern part of it. Show love. How to leave then the concern or attachment? Ananyas chintayantoma yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Hand it over to the concern, hand the concerned part over to the Lord. Actually, someone nicely said, let life be a partnership, let it be a business. Who are the partners? Myself and Ishvara. And what are the duties of them? My job is doing the work, and Ishvara's job is doing the worry part. But we also have the partnership with Ishvara now itself, but only this is reversed. I worry, I want Ishvara to work for me. Then raga will go away. So this is called vairagya praptihi. So develop mumukshutvam, develop vairagyam, all through again proper viveka, that should be understood. Then what do you do? Sarva karmasya sanyasya. Reduce the extrovert activities. Try to find quality time for yourself. If possible, renounce. Shankaracharya's advice is what? Sarvani karmani sannyasya. Because he is a sannyasi, he wants everybody to renounce also. Take to sannyasa. But the spirit behind sannyasa, that should be correctly understood, is to find quality time. If I become a physical sannyasi by changing the clothes, the dress and all, and I am involved in various other activities, sannyasa will not be of any use. On the other hand, if a person remains in family life, grahastha sannyasi, I will find quality time to spend in this itself. I am a sannyasi one.
So, sarvani karmani sannyasya. Give up all extra world activities to the extent possible. Okay, once I find quality time, the extra time, how should I spend it? Sarvani, sarvanadi nishtaha. All the shravanadi nishtaha a person does. A person asks it, when once he finds quality time, all the shravana nishtha one has to do may be committed to the jnana yoga, consisting of ashramanam, mananam, and nididhyasanam, listening, shravanam, and mananam, reflection, and internalization or assimilation. Let that not be casual, should be nishtaha. One should become committed to that. And with what attitude? Chachradaya, with good faith in the Upanishads. As Pramanam. Upanishad as Pramanam. Vedas can give knowledge which other means of knowledge cannot give. So, Veda Pramanya Buddhaya. So, Veda Pramanya Buddhaya, we can include the Guru also. So, Guru Shastra Pramanya Buddhaya. Guru Shastra, both. And they will give a knowledge which cannot be gained through any other knowledge from elsewhere. And a knowledge which is not opposed to other knowledge. That's the beauty. That is what Chinmayananda Swamiji very nicely he says, Vedanta is neither logical nor illogical. They can be talked only with respect to something which is available for norms of logic. You can call something logical or illogical only when something is available within the norms of logic. So we can call it illogical. A word invented by Swamiji. It transcends that. That is called faith. Vedas teach something unique. No question of logical or illogical. For example, the color of orange is orange. Does it come under logic at all? If one does not have eyes, for example, can he prove the color of orange by a logic? For the same reason, logic cannot negate the color also. So, the color is given by a unique means of knowledge. Similarly, Vedanta. This approach is called Shraddha. So, Pramanya Buddhya. Sa Shraddhaya, Shraddhaya. So, by a very noble Pramanya Buddhi, it is noble. That alone decides whether I will get knowledge or not. That Buddhi alone, that knowledge alone gives that. So, it will be a noble hypothesis, but it will never become a piece of knowledge. It will be a permanent hypothesis. So, with the help of noble Shraddha, may you practice Jnana Yoga. And if you follow all these steps, what will happen? The palam is given. Saha buddhehe rajas swabhavam dunoti. That person destroys the rajasic and tamasic. Which is also understood, even though it's not said clear. Tamasic nature of mind. Tamasic nature representing ignorance. And rajasic nature representing error. We already saw this error and all that earlier. Error always presupposes ignorance. And we have both ignorance. So that is that I am Brahman is not known. That is ignorance. And what is the error? I am Jivaha Asmi is the error. So Brahma Ajnanam and Jivatva error, Adhyasa. Both of them are there. He, and what does he do? Dunoti. He wipes them out. Who? The one who has gone through all these stages. That person he wipes out. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasamaheshwarah sri krishna arpanamastu.